Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Jessica Simpson is going to ignore all of you. She just said so.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she just released a statement saying, listen, my kid was just having fun in the pool. He's fine. But thanks.
Good.
Yeah. I agree with her.
Me too.
He's fine. Thanks.
Me too.
Have a nice day, everybody. Have a nice
kid's
day.
Fine.
He's fine. He's absolutely fine. Oh, I wanted to go back to something. Sorry. You know, you did that top five list of things that women do that totally turn off men, and I thought that was very sexist.
You did?
Yeah. So then what I decided to do is, you know what? Maybe we should, you know, go the opposite direction and then put you guys under a microscope for a second, you know.
But
hashtag two, me too.
But two wrongs don't make a right.
So I asked y'all to text what men do that drive you crazy as women. And boy, has it been fun.
The lists
go on and on and on Textato.
It's a real blast.
One of them I know for sure you do, and I agree with this one. It says the guy at the gym that looks at himself and poses in the mirror all the time, just, oh, so into himself. That's totally you.
Sometimes you want to see what women are desiring. So you stand in the mirror and you look at yourself, mm-hmm. and you flex a little.
Right. And you,
and you
do
go,
it.
Okay, I get it. I get why they're flocking me.
Right.
Flocking.
Flocking. They're flocking you.
F-L-O.
They're flocking.
They're
you.
Flocking.
Got
me.
You.
I'm getting flocked.
Another one says that, let's see here. What does it say? The guy that's overly confident all the time. Another one is pretending that you're listening when you're watching TV. I know you have to be that guy.
Look, there's an easy way to fix that, okay?
Okay.
When I'm watching TV, don't talk to me.
Wow.
Give me another one.
Okay.
How about a roll?
Oh, I know this one's you too because Sean saw you. Men that don't, how do I, trim up down there. Because remember, Sean said that you were out of bounds.
Sean made all that up.
He said you guys were at the stall and you were way out of bounds. Like, out of bounds. Like, down to your knees out of bounds.
Such a pervert.
Isn't that a true story, Sean?
It was like you were wearing a wool sweater around your waist. Like, you know, they tie it around their waist a little bit. It was this wool, furry sweater around your waist. It was just...
There goes his microphone again. Seems to be having technical problems this morning.
See it moving in...
Oh, it goes in and out.
Flow, like...
Yeah, well, we'll have to get an engineer on that, Sean.
In the brief.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. neglect the yard work. Oh, that's you.
Yeah. I admit to that one.
Go to the grocery store every day.
Look, there's nothing wrong with that.
Watches sports every day.
Well, yeah.
Pushes a dog in his stroller.
Hang on a second.
I'm just
reading.
This
was a list of what men do, not what BJ does.
I'm just reading.
Look.
I'm just reading it. I'm just reading. And number one, sits in a recliner all weekend.
Hashtag BJ Chambers.
Oh,
and it's wrong.
Here's another one. Eating food while shopping.
They were delicious.
Oh, my God.
Those chicken strips, they were delicious.
Sean, you're fur shaming.
Sean, are you high?
Yeah.
These are two really good ones that are totally true. Where do you want to go for dinner? I don't care. Okay, let's go here. No, I don't want to eat that. Oh. Another one says, I hate it when men poke you in the back with their wiener, and they're like, hey, hey, hey. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's hot. You know, it's like, what do you guys want us to do at that point? You're like, nah. That's what you guys do. And we're like, Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. No. That's exactly what we want.
No, it's not very romantic at all. It's stupid. Especially if you're washing the dishes and all of a sudden you're like, what in the hell is in the middle of my back? Oh, it's BJ's wiener. Fantastic.
Well, it's better if you say knock, knock.
Oh, is that what you do?
I mean, to do it and not say anything is kind of weird.
Hey,
but if you say knock, knock,
then it makes it just fun and enjoyable.
Yes.
What I hate is my husband always says he's going to do something, but he never does it.
Oh,
yeah.
Being a helicopter in the bathroom is so annoying. I totally agree with that. If I'm in the bathroom, I want to be in the bathroom alone. I even lock the door. And then at one point, what are you doing in there? What are you doing in there? This is my time. Just go away. Don't come in the bathroom when I'm in there. If I'm picking up a face or whatever, I don't want you to see that. Just stay away from me.
Well, it sure seems your list is a lot longer than the list I had about women. Man, is it long.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Good Lord.
Weren't we doing tablet trash?
Yes.
Yeah, I totally forgot. Okay. A couple of things I want to get to. First of all, this is crazy. I guess Meghan Markle, whoo, boy, she has shamed the queen.
What do you mean?
She is showing disrespect to the queen. She crossed her legs.
Can't do that. Oh, what? Huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who crossed her legs? The queen or
Meghan Markle.
Queen needs to.
No, she does it's called the Duchess slant. Oh. So what you do is you never cross your legs. You do a Duchess slant.
The royals never cross their legs.
No, they do a Duchess slant.
Jeez, you learn something every day.
And so I guess when she had her legs crossed, that was showing disrespect to the queen. So a Duchess slant is like this. You put your knees together and the slant. Slant.
Yeah, you don't make it look so royal. More like the hoochie slant.
Hey. I'm marking this one off. Listen, Pookie Boo Boo, you just lay off. Just lay off. Okay, let's see here. Also, listen to this. Remember, oh my God, Donald Trump's new buddy, Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
Really likes him a lot. He likes him a lot. Now, keep this in mind. I guess yesterday, Kim Jong-un had
it's
one.
It's Oon. It's yes. Not Young.
Right, Oon.
Yes, Kim Jong-un.
I guess he had one of his highest ranking army officials killed by a firing squad.
What happened?
He gave his army some extra food.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Rules are rules.
Oh, my God. I guess this this high-ranking army officer, his staff was real, real hungry. So he's like, hey, everybody get some Nutella. And everybody's like, what? He's like, yeah, here's some Nutella. And then all of a sudden, Kim Jong-un.
There you go. Perfect.
Mr. Kim said, what in the hell are you doing? They cannot have Nutella. And so he's like, stand out there. And they had a bunch of guys just shoot the man.
Wow.
Mm.
With that accent, he's from southern North Korea. Kind of like an Alabama North Korea.
Anyway, it was real sad. Isn't that mean?
Yeah, it is mean.
He's just feeding some guys and all of a sudden he gets shot?
Yeah.
Damn.
Tough country.
Yes, it is. That's a great way to put it.
That's the lesson learned.
Simple, but yet true.
Very tough. Right? Beautiful. Rules.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, today, don't forget, is Bike to Work Day. Are you seeing any?
But I think people are already gone.
Well, you don't know. Maybe somebody starts a little later. So it's Bike to Work today. I didn't hear a lot about it. Did you? I didn't feel like they promoted it a lot.
No.
Yeah. So
no, I try to avoid those certain days.
Right.
That you have to actually do something.
I agree with you. Sad news. Annabelle Bolin has Alzheimer's. They announced it this morning. Pat Bolin, as you know, owns the Denver Broncos. He also has Alzheimer's. I guess isn't doing very well. But now they've diagnosed her with Alzheimer's. That's just so sad. And so sad for the kids. Listen, I know that one is a little trouble, but I guess the rest of the kids are good. So that's really sad.
Yeah. That it strikes both parents.
Awful.
Wow.
So sad. Let's see here. What else do I have for you? Chumlee of Pawn Stars. He talks about the death of the old man on Pawn Stars. Oh. That's what they called him. And it's kind of sad, too. Here it is.
he's really a real OG, you know, a real, he's been in the city a long time, and, you know, he's retired military, he doesn't put up with no crap, and people really love that about him. You know, they love his attitude, his personality, and, you know, people always ask me, is he really that grumpy? And, yeah, he was really that grumpy, but that means he's having a good time and he's happy.
Here's another clip.
I spent quite a bit of time at his house this past week just knowing that, you know, it could be coming soon, and I wanted to make sure, you know, I had plenty of time and memories left with him while he was still here. So it was a surprise because we've been preparing him for a while. But, I mean, we're talking about an old military man who fights, and so even though we're prepared for it, it's still a surprise, you know, to realize, hey, this guy is human as much as we love him, and we're sad to see him go.
So sad. They everybody loved that guy on Pawn Stars. Now he's passed away. You know who else is only a few days away, they say, is Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
They say he's close to passing away, too.
I thought that when I saw the picture of the memorial that they put inside the pawn shop of Chumley, I thought that might have been a little, or I mean of the old man.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little, I don't know, a little tacky.
What was it?
It was a full cutout behind the counter. At Pawn Stars, with some of the pawn items around him.
They did a cutout of him like he was behind the counter?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I thought that was a little like, I don't know. It was.
So he was like pretending like he was.
Maybe.
Wow.
I don't know how to say it. I it was just tacky.
They did a cutout of him and he was acting like he was helping a customer.
Yeah, with that black suit on.
Yeah.
And just kind of standing there and like there's some pawn stuff around him. Yeah. Like, come on in, let's make a deal.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't know, a little early.
My girlfriend had her dog stuffed and it became a footstool.
Yeah. It's kind of the way this looked.
That would have been worse.
It was almost like that they had this set up so that you could come in and take a picture with it.
Oh.
You know how we have those cutouts around here?
Yes, yes.
That, it was the same way.
Oh, so you could just, yeah. I get you. All right, anyway. Bryan Adams. I didn't even hear that this was a thing. Did you ever hear that Bryan Adams and Princess Diana, like, hooked up?
A rumor.
You heard that before?
Yeah.
I'd never heard that.
Yeah.
Well, Bryan Adams actually talks about this rumor for the first time ever.
How would you characterize your relationship with Princess Diana?
Great friends.
Great friends.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits?
She was just, we were good friends.
Oh, see, he doesn't say no. Oh. Let's hear it again, folks.
How would you characterize your relationship with Princess Diana?
Great friends.
Great friends.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits?
She was just, we were good friends.
Aha! Yeah, Bryan Adams.
Think it was true?
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't deny it. I would have been like, oh, hell no.
There's a lot of rumors with her.
Yeah. You can't say anything, but she's
well, I'm just saying, but there is. I mean, I know she was beloved. I get it. But there's
I think she's just beloved.
Well, whatever. She was loved a lot, according to the rumors.
Yeah, she, yeah. See, but you can't, that woman, you can't even touch.
No, you're not supposed to say anything like that, but if you got the Bryan Adams, there's a few of them.
That reminds me of the time that I said that I wanted to put makeup on Mother Teresa. Damn, did people get mad. I was like, we need to take her and get some makeup on her, take her to the clinic counter. So it's the same thing. You can't call Diana a slut.
Sacred.
Yes. I feel.
Well,
like,
I didn't.
But I feel like you did.
No, I didn't.
Kind of.
I didn't even go close to that word.
I feel like it was.
I didn't even go close.
I feel like it was a presumed.
I just said a lot of rumors with her.
I feel like there was an assumed slutty kind of comment behind those words. Yep.
Implied. I will defend myself all the way to
did
the
you
end.
Hear it, Sean?
I never said
did you,
that.
Did you hear it, Sean?
It was an implied.
It was implied, yep.
No, you guys are trying to be troublemakers right now. I never said the S word.
Did y'all hear it? Implied?
No.
Implied.
I said there are a lot of rumors.
What kind of rumors? What kind of rumors?
There are a lot of rumors that she dated different guys.
Which.
Whoa.
Right? Right? Exactly right.
His name is BJ Harris.
Sure is.
BJ Harris.
Rumors are flying.
And then finally, hey, watch out for your pool noodles. We had a warning this morning about pool noodles. I guess snakes are hiding in your noodles. This is a real thing. I guess they like it because it's damp and dark in there, and so they'll slither up in your pool noodle. So take a gander inside of it before you go jump in the pool. There was a rattlesnake in one.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's dangerous. With a family.
With a family. I think
little
you have
babies.
The audio. Do you have the audio still?
No.
Oh.
I wasn't given the audio.
Yes, you were. It's we played there. It.
It should be in there.
Remember we played it earlier?
It's not. It played it from his room.
Oh, you did?
It's not in there.
Oh, you did? No. It doesn't matter. We don't need it. We don't need it. We don't need it.
I'm just saying. It's not here.
Sean,
do you
want to
play it?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, here we go.
Go.
Ready, go. I have a public service
No, that's not. That's a commercial.
Oh. All right.
And sometimes I cuss in those when there's outtakes. God, yeah. It's fine, Sean. It's fine. I caught everybody off guard. It's my fault. It's my fault. Anyway.
Yeah, we're told that family was getting ready to take a dip. They grabbed two noodles that were resting against the wall. That's when a big snake popped out of one of them, and they found several babies inside.
Ooh.
What just happened?
Are you done?
Yes, I'm so done.
Why don't we just...
I think we need to resign.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.